You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Residents of the Texas Hill Country are cleaning up and assessing the damage after the second heavy flood in just over a year. More than 130 people died in the floods last 4th of July. This year, just two deaths have been reported, but in some places, the flood waters reached higher ground than the year before. TPR's Camille Phillips visited one of those neighborhoods over the weekend.
Well, those are my son's baseball cards. They got all wet.
2 days after floodwaters rose at least 4 feet into the home she's lived in all her life, Rosalinda Torres collects her wet belongings in trash bags, hoping they can somehow be salvaged. The 65-year-old just remodeled her house 6 years ago and says it's never been flooded before.
It hurts me a lot with my stuff that I had that I worked so hard for to have and bring my mom's house up, and this happens, but I'm alive.
Torres says last July, the creek her home overlooks reached the fence line, but no further than that. I'm Camille Phillips in Kerrville.
And residents in Uvalde also continue to clean and rebuild after being hit by flooding. Volunteers spent Saturday distributing clothing, food, and household supplies to families displaced by the flooding, while crews worked to clear debris and reopen damaged roads. Officials say more than 125 people in Uvalde and Zavala counties were displaced by the historic flooding. Although the rain has ended, the National Weather Service warns the Nueces and Frio rivers remain high. Residents should continue to avoid flooded areas and respect road closures. And the recent torrential rain has delivered a significant boost to the drought-stricken Edwards Aquifer. TPR's David Martin Davies has more.
San Antonio recorded more than 8 inches of rain last week, while rainfall near Burney approached 14 inches. The aquifer's J17 monitoring well climbed above 651 feet on Sunday, roughly 20 feet higher than its level after the April storms. The water restrictions, though, remain. The Edwards Aquifer Authority says the San Antonio pool is still in stage 2, requiring a 30% pump reduction. The Uvalde pool remains in stage 5. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows improvement across parts of Texas, but water managers caution that one exceptionally wet week cannot erase years of drought. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
Canyon Lake has also risen dramatically after several days of heavy rain and flooding. As of Sunday, the lake was over 98% full. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
Until recently, Canyon Lake had been hovering around the 60% level. The lake is considered full at a pool elevation of 909 feet, but officials say the reservoir can handle much more beyond what is considered normal conservation pool level, as much as 943 feet, known as the flood pool elevation. Once the lake goes beyond normal pool level, the Army Corps of Engineers will manage the release of water from the dam. The last and only time water ever flowed over the spillway was during the historic 2002 flood, which created the Canyon Lake Gorge. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
The flesh-eating screwworm continues to spread across Texas. The parasite's now reported for the first time in the Rio Grande Valley. Stark County officials confirmed the county's first New World screwworm case in a baby calf in the western part of the county. Part of Stark County is under an active quarantine zone due to a prior detection in neighboring Jim Hogg County. The New World screwworm is a flesh-eating parasite that lays eggs in open wounds of warm-blooded animals, including livestock, pets, and wildlife. There have been a total of 41 confirmed cases of screwworm in the U.S., 40 of them in Texas, one in New Mexico. The City of San Antonio and the San Antonio Police Officers Association have reached a tentative agreement on a new 3-year labor contract after nearly 6 months of negotiations. The deal would raise officers' base pay by a total of 16.5% over 3 years and cost the city an estimated $102 million. It also includes changes to health benefits, work schedules, and other employment provisions. The agreement still must be ratified by union members and approved by the San Antonio City Council before it can take effect October 1st. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.